Hello, and welcome to SearchSalesforce.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group, and welcome to our recently launched site. And today, I have the pleasure of having a bit of a conversation with one of our very longstanding and trusted contributors on Search CRM, Brent Leary, who's a principal at CRM Essentials, an analyst firm. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Salesforce Analyst Summit that was held earlier this year. And during the summit, people like Brent got kind of a first row view and listen on some of the strategic roadmap for Salesforce, which is the leading cloud-based CRM vendor in the market. And Brent got a little bit of a view into some of the roadmap for 2016 and some of the kind of high-level themes that the company is going to be focusing on. So, Brent, it's always great to talk to you and have you on these podcasts. So welcome.
Hey, Lauren, it's always a pleasure, and happy 2016, and congratulations on the launch of Search Salesforce. That's great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we're looking forward to a lot of a flurry of activity and a lot of coverage. So, and we're gonna start with you. So let's talk a little bit about some of these themes. And you kind of tipped me off to some of the themes that you thought were important. And one was this focus, and we talked a little bit when we did some of our video at Dreamforce on this focus on ease of development for the platform and kind of the streamlined user interface or UI. And it sounds like there's going to be some continued work with both Lightning, which is the development platform for Salesforce, a lot of the Salesforce applications, and Thunder, which is the development platform for the IoT cloud. So tell us a little bit about what you learned about some of the upcoming developments for some of this development platform stuff.
Yeah, it's really interesting at the summit, and they brought in probably about 40 or 50 folks to spend the better part of 2 days getting an idea or allowing us to hear kind of the direction that Salesforce is going and some of the key things that they're really focusing in on and why they're focusing in on some of those. And really, when it comes to Lightning and the kind of the user interface that they're driving through the applications and their platform, it seems like, at least according to Parker Harris, that a lot of the focus on interface and user experience is coming directly from customer feedback. And so the idea of Lightning and making the interface more consistent, more refresh interface across all their applications, it's not just the Salesforce applications, but I think they're looking to make it easier and a consistent experience for the third-party developers to use Lightning tools to make their applications look like Salesforce Lightning applications. And then on top of that, I think it's also looking, you know, to extend their customers and allowing their customers to create applications with Lightning. So it's not just the user experience coming from the official Salesforce applications, but it's also using this new platform to allow their third-party developers and their customers to more easily create applications on the Salesforce platform using the Lightning user interface to do that. So I think it's one of those things where they've been on the idea of a customer success platform and now creating tools and interfaces that make it easier not for customers just to be able to leverage and use the Salesforce applications, but to actually use it as a platform and make it easier for them to develop for that platform.
Right. Gotcha. And you're actually reinforcing something that's come up in some of my recent discussions with some Salesforce execs about the direction of various clouds. I know I had a conversation with Mike Stone recently of Community Cloud, and he talked about the importance of something similar in terms of creating widgets on Community Cloud pages and kind of opening that development up to the partner community and saying, you know, what do you, our partners, need to develop? Is it video? Is it survey capabilities? And kind of letting them drive that development direction as well. So this is a common theme, kind of allowing the partner community to kind of build on top of what's already been established in terms of the Salesforce platform. And I imagine we're going to talk about this a little bit later when we talk about IoT cloud and some of the possibilities there. But just at kind of a high level, do you see that as opening up new doorways in terms of what you can do on Salesforce, either in terms of mobile or just bringing new capabilities? And do you see any downsides that we might need to think about here?
Excuse me. Yeah, you know, what's really interesting is I think another statement that Parker Harris made, and it kind of came in reference to someone asking if they are thinking or we consider buying an ERP application to and then integrate it into what they're doing with you know, CRM and customer success. And one of the things that he said that really struck me was that they are considering that, and that the whole area of customer success and CRM and customer engagement is moving and changing so dramatically, and the changes are accelerating because of the latest and greatest technology, that it really makes it an imperative for Salesforce to stay true to their CRM roots and to be able to work with these changes and the changes that not only in technology, but the changes that technology drives in terms of expectations and in terms of how customers do things, mm-hmm. and how companies have to stay aligned with consumers as they change and the changes accelerated. So they're basically doubling down on CRM and customer engagement because of its importance and because it's of the evolutionary and sometimes revolutionary changes that are taking place. And the fact that he said their customers are investing in that as opposed to ERP systems. They have to have an ERP system, but they don't see that as important as it is to understand the movements and how technology is changing the way of customer buys and customer delivers their relationship on their side with the organization. So all that said, the focus is on consumer and customer and how to navigate the change, the acceleration, and the evolutions that are taking place because of technology. So I think that's what Salesforce wants to do with their platform, is make it easier for their customers to navigate those changes in consumer behavior and consumer expectations, as opposed to spending time and resources on things that are important, but there's not a whole lot of evolutionary or revolutionary changes taking place compared to what's going on the front end.
Got it. Okay, so now let's talk about SMBs. And again, this was an important theme at Dreamforce. There were some specific rollouts in terms of offerings for SMBs, making things affordable but still full featured in terms of the CRM platform, Salesforce IQ, and other offerings. So can you talk a little bit about Salesforce's strategy here with SMBs? Traditionally, it's been kind of entrenched in the enterprise. What do you think is happening this year in terms of its strategy with SMBs?
I think it's kind of piggybacking, like you said, off of some of the efforts that they began in 2015, and in addition to what Dreamforce, there was actually a little conference within the conference called the Startup Summit. And so, as Dreamforce was going on, they actually had like a day and a half of an event specifically catered to the small business. And so I think, you know, and some of the acquisitions they've made over the years, you know, they bought Assistly, which is now desk.com, and they bought RelateIQ, which is now Salesforce.IQ. They bought a couple of other pieces that are really focused on the SMB market. And so I think it's almost sort of like a recommitment to that space. I know I talked to a lot of Salesforce customers over the years, the smaller Salesforce customers, and they felt that as Salesforce swam upstream and started getting bigger deals, and it almost felt like they were being left behind. So I think this is a concerted effort by Salesforce to create platforms for small businesses to use, and also help those small businesses, especially the ones I think that are you know, the kind of the high tech, the high growth, the fast growth companies, to provide them with solutions that kind of are the entry into Salesforce. So as they grow and they grow fast, they may outgrow some of the applications and platforms that are meant for the smaller companies. But now they have a way to get in and offer these folks something they can use. And then as they grow and then they begin to grow out of those particular applications, now they can move right into the sales cloud, the service cloud, the other enterprise level kind of applications. So I think they're putting together, you know, a platform and an approach that allows them to re-engage smaller businesses that think that, hey, Salesforce is only for big guys now. They kind of forgot the little guys. Now they can say, well, no, actually, we do have applications and at pricing points and that allow them to say, hey, you know what, we can, you know, we can compete with the for the SMB space in addition to, you know, focusing on the bigger guys as well.
Right. And so now I want to ask you about another theme that's come up quite a bit this year, given the rollout of the IoT cloud. And it's something you and I have both covered in our respective areas quite a bit, which is, you know, the IoT cloud is a massive undertaking. And we've seen a lot of signs of interesting innovation here. But there's also some skepticism that we need to, and caution that we should take here about how Salesforce is going to kind of preside over and manage this data and make it meaningful for customers. So I know at the summit, you know, one of the big themes was kind of this customer-centric IoT, this making data meaningful promise, I think. Can you talk a little bit about that in the context of the IoT cloud and what you think is happening there?
Yeah, this probably was one of the areas that, you know, got a lot of questions from the analyst community as, you know, was presented, and I guess also piggybacking off of kind of what went on at Dreamforce around the IoT cloud. Some of the things are really one big piece of the puzzle from my perspective is came out of it was that their IoT cloud is not meant to be kind of a competitor to the big infrastructure companies that are creating, you know, what, you know, kind of the Internet of Things, and infrastructure like Amazon or Google or, you know, maybe even an IBM and, of course, Microsoft. What they're saying is they want to work with those big kind of IoT infrastructures to allow their customers to actually take what's coming out of there and use it from a customer relationship perspective, from a engagement perspective. So how do you take all of these signals that are coming out of, I don't know, Microsoft's Azure cloud that people are building big, huge industrial strength applications, which are driving a lot of device data. But how do you take that information and turn it into an engagement strategy for building, you know, understanding the customer and where customers are and being able to help the customer along their journey or path. So that, from that perspective, that was a really important point that they brought out. Because I think, you know, going up against the big guys in a broader context in customer engagement might be a little bit of a stretch. But the way that they're approaching it seems to be, no, we want to work with those kind of structure IT cloud plays to drive engagement through what we do. And so they're building out their engine to be able to take that those signals and move them into their engine and look at events and then look at being able to take all that and provide insights that will help drive actual customer interaction activity. So I think that was a big distinguishing point. And then the other thing that came out of it was, you know, I had an opportunity to talk to Adam Bosworth during Dreamforce, and he did a presentation, a session on his own around this. And one of the things that they're focusing in on is helping make sure that companies and particularly their customers are able to go from this product-driven world to a customer-centric service world using the information coming out and the signals that are coming out of these devices and these connected cars and all these things. Making that transition isn't one of those, I think, maybe an overlooked piece of the puzzle, but it's a critical piece, and they want to make sure that their customers are, you know, they're helping their customers make the transition, not just from, you know, being a product, but being a service-first organization that can take that information and create better relationship opportunities from it. So I think that's really kind of key. And they, you know, they're early on. They've only been at this for a couple of months. They're looking at, you know, working with customers that are able to provide, you know, kind of the number of customers and the number of activities and the you know, creating the amount of information that will help them really fine tune what they do. So I think it's very early days, but I like the distinction of being basically being the company that says, here, you can use whatever infrastructure you want on your overall IoT initiative. We're going to be the ones that helps you connect that with your customers and being able to consistently use that information to create better relationships, ongoing relationships with your customer base.
Right. So, and the idea too being, you know, they're never going to be creating the devices or the network capabilities that some of these other players might be involved in. They really want to be sort of the application through which you read that IoT data and make sense of it. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. Matter of fact, it might have been Alex Dayon, I think he was the one. He says that their job with IoT is to ingest signals from devices, marry them with customer data, and then make it easier for you to act. So like you said, they're not focusing on the device itself or creating the devices. They're focused on grabbing the information that comes from the devices and making it something that makes it easier for their customers to create better customer experience. That's where they see their opportunity around this whole IoT initiative.
Right, gotcha. Well, Brent, as always, you've given us kind of a window to some important things that we want to watch and some information that we might not have had otherwise. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
It's been great to talk to you. And I hope we'll get a chance to do this again sometime soon. And for more on Salesforce, you can always check out searchsalesforce.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.